Do you believe in ghosts? Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler here with Ghost Stories, the podcast. It's a new month, it's a new story, and a fantastic one we have for you today. But before we crack on, a little housekeeping. Patreon, we are now set a target in place. Once we hit 350 subscribers on our Patreon page, we are taking this as a kind of full-time endeavor. So I am looking at how I can gain the capacity, either through cutting down hours at work or whatnot. I'm not 100% sure yet, but once we hit this 350 number, we're slowly getting more and more subscribers every week, we will be able to do that, which means more content. Now, you may see on our Facebook page or on Patreon, you don't have to be a subscriber to do it. You can vote for how you would like to see more content come to your ears. So some of the ideas we're juggling around is continuing the format like we do now, with like a short 5 to 20 minute story, but doing maybe 3 or 4 of those a week. Alternatively, doing one big episode every week with 3 or 4 stories, or continue with the fortnightly format where we do a really long episode every 2 weeks. But yeah, we're setting ourselves a goal, and I would love to hit this target by the end of the year so that I can really start pushing stuff out. It's at the moment I do have a day job that I go and do, and this is more of a hobby, but if I can turn it into something that I can make a bit of money off of, then of course I can push more content out. But even if it stays the same, I'll be happy. I love creating the stories, and you all send in some brilliant content, such as today is a story sent in by Caroline. So Caroline, thank you so much for sending in your story. It's about her experiences when she moved to a new place. So sit back and enjoy. We moved to a new house. I was about 6 years old when my family and I had just moved into a new house. And what an exciting time that was. A new place to discover, rooms to run between, and so much to do. It was much larger than our last place. And honestly, I remember bursting with excitement. However, very quickly, I grew wary of the new house. The excitement soon turned to nervous fear. Thinking back, it was no way for a child of that age to live. Just in constant nervousness due to my surroundings. Now, every time I would pass the chandelier in the living room, I felt as if someone was watching me. I have nothing to prove this was the case. It was a feeling deep down. Now, all of you listening, I'm sure you felt it before. You'll be watching TV, reading a book, or something like that, when someone enters the room, and you just know they're there. "Hello?" one time I nervously asked. Which, in all honesty, I think made things much worse. This wasn't because there was a reply, but because by simply calling it out, I almost validated in my mind that there was someone there watching me. They just didn't want to let me know. It all seemed to center around the chandelier, no rhyme or reason, but it felt like the epicenter of the activity. Well, later that week, the chandelier began to move rapidly back and forth, with no reasonable explanation. This time was a little different than before. I can't explain why, but the movement caused a wrench in my gut, which made me feel absolutely sick. Now, in all honesty, I don't remember a great deal as it was so long ago, and some of the memories are bits and pieces that my parents recalled when talking about the house many years later. It turns out we all got that feeling, and like we're being watched. Like I said, we all know the feeling. Maybe you've had it at some point during this story. Don't worry, I'm sure it's nothing. Anyway, talking to my mother, she recalled one particular story that I think I buried deep down in my memory bank. I wouldn't have believed it if I didn't live it, in all honesty. Well, with all the weird occurrences, the next thing that happened was I started complaining to my mother that I was seeing a little girl in my room. And it wasn't a one-off, it was a regular occurrence. Obviously my parents saw nothing, and they really couldn't work it out either. Imaginary friend? Normally children play with them and don't complain about them. Cry for attention? Felt really unlikely. Years later, my mother revealed the uncertainty actually scared her whenever I mentioned it. And there was one day we were getting prepared to get into our car, and I exclaimed to my mom, "Do you see the little girl in my bedroom window?" She saw nothing and thought I was playing silly games. But I saw her. I knew she was there. After a bit, I began to tell her that the little girl told me she could not leave the house. I don't know why, but she couldn't. The most twisted story my mother told me, the one I said I couldn't quite remember. Now this house, it was pretty old and had these old doors with keyholes for what I describe as like a mortise lock. I did love that I'd walk around the house getting to peep through the doors of each of these keyholes, a bit like a little spy or something. Now, my mother was sitting downstairs and reading when she was interrupted by me banging, shouting, screaming, and sobbing. Terror in my voice made her drop everything and run to my room. But she couldn't get in. Now, what's important to highlight is we didn't have any of the keys to these old doors, and we couldn't lock them up. It should have been impossible. Obviously, my parents thought I'd found a rogue key sitting around in my room. Now, I wouldn't or simply couldn't open the door, no matter how loud my parents yelled at me to do so. Finally, my dad decided to break the door down. As my father broke through the door, his anger and frustration quickly turned to concern, as I was curled up, rocking in the corner of the room, repeating to myself, "The girl locked me in. The girl locked me in. The girl locked me in." Well, thank you, Caroline, for sending that in. What a fantastic story. Extremely creepy. And but listeners, you know what you have to do now. Go to our Facebook page or Patreon page and vote for if you think Caroline's story was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. For me personally, I really hope it's a piece of fiction, because that is a very creepy incident to happen to a child. But I'd love to know what you think, so make sure to do that. So finally, before I let you go, thank you so much for listening. Your support is amazing. But if you haven't done so, pick up the device you're listening on and click subscribe so you get all new content blasted straight to wherever you listen. And if you can, drop us a review as well. A 5-star review, 10-star, whatever the max star is, throw it in there. That stuff really helps us grow and increases our listener base. And the more listeners we have, the more I can justify continuing to push out this content and finding time to do it, such as right now. It's past midnight on a Monday. Oh, I guess it's a Tuesday now, and the kids are finally asleep. Although, mid-recording, I did have to deal with a crying 5-year-old, but he's okay now. He's in my bed. All part and parcel, and I'm happy to do it. However, like I said at the start of the show, we are pushing for a Patreon target of 350 patrons. Slowly moving there, we get a couple extra every month. But if we can hit that golden number, I'm going to look at taking this into a full-time endeavor and really pushing out content every week, either a few episodes a week or one big one. I'm not sure yet. I want to hear from you, so go to our Facebook page. There's a poll there. Comment and add your thoughts. Finally, one thing we're doing, which is very exciting for the patrons as well, a lot of patron focus, but I'm sure you'll love to hear it, is we moved to a 2-tier system. So we used to have 5. Now you can subscribe for $1 a month if you just want to get the ad-free access to each episode and just have the satisfaction of knowing you're supporting us. Alternatively, for $5 a month, we're actually going to be bringing some rewards as well. So I'm working with an artist, a very talented artist that we know, and he's creating some episode art for 4 of our kind of most beloved episodes, which you will be able to get a hold of exclusively as a loyalty reward for being a patron. So the great thing is they're not live yet. They are coming. If you subscribe for $5 a month now, once they're live, you will still be able to get them. So there's no need to delay. But likewise, I'll notify you all closer to time when they are available. But that's so exciting. And if there's anything else you'd like to see merchandise-wise, be sure to get in touch. It's really cool, the odd bits of merchandise we have sold, seeing what people have done with them. But yeah, that's it for us this week. Thanks so much for listening to the updates and sticking around this long. We'll be back next week as usual. I'm sitting on a heap of stories. The next one, I think I said this last week, a few haunted house stories. We've had another one sent in by one of our very young listeners, who you heard from a few weeks ago. I won't spoil it though. I've just been adding a story tonight, but they just keep them coming. I love hearing from you all. It's so satisfying and really keeps me wanting to produce this stuff. But yeah, that's it for me this week. Make sure to take care of yourselves, stay safe, and don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?